pupils from Franklin House and Thomas Lane School organised a funding petition as part of a campaign to help send my friend to school. This is a campaign which is close to their heart and also something I've been very keen on for many years, and that's ensuring that every single child around the world has access to primary school education. It just reinforced my faith in human nature. You know, we've got children in Stevenage already getting involved in the local community and local charity for people they've never met, but just trying to make a difference. And the actions they've undertaken and the money they've raised will make a difference to three children of school age in Africa, because they will be sending three of those children to school for a year in Africa. I was so taken by what they did that actually last week in Parliament I had a Westminster Hall debate on the voluntary sector in our area, and I actually mentioned to the Minister during the course of the debate what the children had done, because I was so proud of the fact that people of a young age in Stevenage were already getting involved in our community. He was quite touched. I mean, it was part of the Westminster Hall debate, and obviously people can see him on TV and on the parliamentary website. But he was just quite touched, and he was very pleased about it. And he's also said that, you know, we can invite some of the charities in Stevenage down to actually meet them. He was very taken with the charity work that we do in Stevenage. The government is completely committed to ensuring that everybody has access to a primary school education, and we're spending a lot of money trying to help educate people and turn their lives around right the way around the world. We've also, very luckily, with the GSK link in Stevenage also being local and national, the government's also worked very hard to provide funds to ensure that children under the age of 5 get inoculated so that they no longer die of pneumonia, because a child dies of pneumonia every 60 seconds in the world.